Ladies and gentlemen, boys or girls, we are back here rocking and rolling. This is another edition, the Brilliantly Dumb Show. You have Mikey B here tonight because you know what? To be quite frank, if Mikey B wasn't here tonight, why would we be here? And then, of course, coming in hot, the one, the only, Joey D. Mikey B looks very, very little flustered here. Pencil out of the ear here.
I'm not flustered at all. I'm not flustered at all.
Joey
Why would
D.
he be flustered?
Well, because you were late, Joey D. You were late after busting
only,
balls last
I mean,
week
only
for
7 minutes.
Well,
after
for
busting.
starters, we freaking last minute pivoted, changed the podcast time. And on top of that, I was trying to get stuff for our challenge tomorrow, Bob. I had to get Fireball. I had to get stuff for the place. I was trying to secure a better Wi-Fi connection for us. It's not like I'm sitting there picking my fucking ball sack, you know, just relaxing, enjoying the fruits of my labor. I'm trying to be productive here. And I got to get texts from Mikey V like I'm half an hour late when
all
I'm
I
like,
said, all I said was it's 7:15. That's all I said.
I think after every single time that I've been called out for being late to the podcast, that following week, somebody has came in late to the podcast. That's what
odds are it wasn't me, but that's a different story,
which would turn the page over to Joey D, who we have here today.
It would.
Now, in regards to securing the stronger Wi-Fi, I'm in my room right now. Cold Cuts is in the living
Lovely
room right
room.
Now.
Lovely room.
Very nice place around here. Yeah. And Cutsy is actually going to go with the shades here today. But here's the deal, fellas. Here's the deal. We're here. We're ready to rock and roll. Vibes are going to be high. They might not be. Let's clap it up, Joey Day. Come on. Put your hands together for the Brilliantly Dumb. Come on, Joey.
Wow, look at that. Look at that clap.
Come on,
look
Joseph.
At that, clap.
That sets a bad tone.
Looks like Phil Mickelson over there with his sunglasses on. Clapping
let me get
like
a good
that.
Clap out of you, Joey B. Come on. Let's rev it up now. Here we are. Here we are. Fellas, happy to be here.
Real happy. Real
yeah,
happy.
Happy to be here. Joey D, how was your week?
Well, aside from the raging hay fever and allergies that I've had to suffer through, I mean, it's been pretty good. We've been in Virginia. We've been on a golf trip. It's been really nice. And I like it out here. Perez rolled out the red carpet. And it's been sensational. It's been really, really good. I've enjoyed it a lot.
We'll say it has been, I mean, Mikey, you can only imagine just to see where Fat Perez is from and just to understand more. And I'll tell you the thing that I really enjoyed, his sweet wife, Ann Cole, has been here with us for quite some time, just to kind of, you know, pick her brain and see what that's all about of just what she sees. You know what I mean? Just like on a day-to-day basis, kind of just what she sees.
Oh boy. Let me tell you.
She may seem more than others want to hear about, but that's, you know, fine.
I gotta be honest.
She's
gotta
be
lovely.
She should be sainted. That woman should be sainted.
Dude, she's been lovely. She was so nice, accommodating. We came home one day. She had made homemade meatballs and spaghetti and garlic bread for all of us.
Wow.
The mornings, she made bacon and sausage and eggs and, you know, she did all the dishes,
see,
cleaned
that would
up.
That would be the meal if I were to eat at Perez's house I'd be most excited for, interested in. I could picture like a big country-style breakfast. Now, Virginia, some may say, is not the country. But when you're from New Jersey, if you go south of exit 130 on the Garden State Parkway, that's basically, I consider that the country.
It's correct.
Even if it's in New Jersey. So that being said, I would be most excited for the breakfast layout and spread. I would be very, very excited for that. Very excited. Because we're so lazy up here in New Jersey. Now, Holly does blueberry pancakes every once in a while, but it's always a bagel, something like that quick. I would love to see a big, bountiful breakfast like that.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Mike, but she does the protein pancakes.
She does those Kodiak pancakes. Yeah,
which
like
are better for you, right?
Allegedly, but I think if you put butter and syrup on them, I don't know how much better they are.
But you know
for
what,
you.
Though?
But they're delicious.
They're
delicious. They're
delicious. What I'm starting to realize is if you can't taste the difference, really, to something.
No, you cannot.
Then
you cannot.
Always, and I'll give you an example. With whole wheat toast, I don't really notice too much of a difference between whole wheat and white toast. So why not go whole wheat? And then another thing I've changed on, to be quite frank, I don't know the difference between regular eggs and egg whites. So although you're going to pay a dollar more, I'd rather just go to the egg. That's the stage I'm in my life. And I have another thing I'm going to say about breakfast after you, Mikey B.
I think that egg whites, if you do like a big omelet of some sorts where you're throwing, you know, however many extras into it, meat, cheese, vegetables, Like we went over the top five omelets not too long ago, and Joe will say it. I don't think you can notice a big difference between whites and regular whole eggs in that arena. In that arena, but if you're going straight scrambled eggs,
there's a fucking nightmare of a difference.
Yeah, there is. There is.
You got to be in another planet if you think there's no difference between egg whites and regular eggs. Like
I would say, though, in an omelet, the flavor of it is so much more disguised because of all the accoutrement going into the omelet. The meats, the vegetables, the toast, the potatoes. There's just so much other things going on that I think you could mask it so much better in an omelet than you can straight up.
There's a lot, omelet has a lot going on.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, and if you're talking smoked salmon and jalapenos on top
that's
of that
a whole
omelet, there's no way you're telling me you know the difference between whites and yolks. Joe's upset with the omelet comment. Why is
what,
that?
Whoa, I didn't say anything. No, come on. That's a lighthearted comment.
He turned his head. He bit his lip like he wanted to punch me in the face. That's what
I did not. I didn't say anything, but I'll be honest right now. Bob, if you're going to deny, there's a little hostility coming into this pod because.
Well, no, there's not. No, there's not. Joe.
I feel it. I'll be honest with you.
I'm going to tell exactly.
I don't like the start of this podcast.
I'm throwing it out.
Here we go. Get ready to go.
I'm throwing it out in the universe.
Buckle
up. This weekend, PGA Championship. We're buckled in watching the final match. It's common knowledge. I'm going to say it, Mike. I'm sorry. It's common knowledge that Bob does not like. I'm sorry. I'm going to say it, Bob, because no. At this point, the world knows. Bob does not like Brooks Koepka.
So the final
match comes down. Final pairings on Sunday.
This is
and there's no question. Bear Down's rooting for Brooks, and that's okay.
Here's my pick.
I don't have anything against that, Bear Down. I don't. I really don't. Let me make that very clear.
Okay.
But the final comes down, and you know that Brooks is winning, and Brooks wins.
Yes.
And then in the Gambler's Digest,
this is
Bear Down sends a picture of Brooks Koepka with the championship and says, PGA champion winner, Brooks Koepka, and Bear Down, and I'll read what he wrote, so I don't want to be – I don't want to be, you know, attested or saying too, something
now,
wrong.
Now we're in a good spot.
So sad, it says Koepka PGA champion. I didn't create that image.
It's a stock photo.
And then Bob says Bob says very unnecessary. Bear Down says, I'm proud of him as if he's his father. And then he goes, I'm sorry, officially a big fan of his.
I am.
And then Bob, by the way, takes the high road again.
He did.
And says, tip of the cap. Happy for you.
And I laughed at that, and I said, I spit out my water. I said, happy for you gets me every time because I thought he was being
facetious. You wouldn't let it go.
I thought you were being facetious. I thought you were being facetious.
So that's the thing. Here's the
I thought you were being facetious, Bob.
First off.
How many times have we done things where we say, we talk about
you were
something or someone and we say, this motherfucker.
You were nudging the bear is what you were doing.
Okay, there's too much going on. Go ahead, Bob.
Here's the deal. I could take the razzing because yes, I'll be the first to tell you, and I know I'm going to hear about this. I am not a big Koepka fan, but when it's time to tip the cap, you got to tip the cap, and it's amazing what he did. The guy has fucking ice in his veins. He really does. He has. First off, okay. See, now I'm going to go. Mikey's bet to find out that this guy just raved about him on Twitter, stroke by stroke, to find out that, hey, his bet wasn't to win the tournament outright.
His bet was
a top 10 finish. So he was already won that bet before Sunday even started. Now, here's the deal, Mikey.
Go ahead.
Guys being guys, it's the Gambler's Digest. You got to take a razzing.
Here's the thing. Number one, I didn't realize how much you disliked him. And number two, I didn't realize it was create this chain reaction of emotion.
Well,
and by the way, Cutts seems more upset than anybody in this whole situation.
Well, no, it's because I did the same thing. If I sent you Mikey V, And God and is
this
my
analogy.
Witness.
I don't agree with this analogy.
It's
the
right analogy.
Wait, do you know the analogy coming?
It's the right analogy because I said in the digest, Bob.
It would be like he's going
to
say
after Ohio State lost to Michigan. If I sent a picture of Jim Harbaugh
that's
to the
not
Gambler's
comparable.
Digest,
that's not comparable.
And Bob's and Mikey V has to watch Jim Harbaugh holding up the net. You know,
I've
the
watched
Big Ten
it two
championship.
Times. I've watched it
you
two
would
times.
Go fucking ape shit. And not only that. If you had the wherewithal to like still be the bigger man and be like, okay, good for them, congratulations. Oh. And I doubled down and went back at you, go off.
Now this is good. This is...
You know it. You know it, Mikey.
The bigger man. Okay.
The best thing for this program right now is to let that man talk. So I'm gonna shut up.
Listen. Number one, that analogy is like, is Bob's principal rival in life? Is his principal rival fucking Brooks Koepka? I don't think
pretty
so.
Much.
Is it Bob? That's your number one rival in sports right now is Brooks Koepka. It's not the Boston Red Sox. It's not the Miami Dolphins.
In PGA it is.
So it's Brooks Koepka, Bob. You're going to stick with that story.
He's
the number one rival in all your sports. So you hate him worse than the Red Sox.
No, not more than the Red Sox.
Well, you don't hate
Sox,
Jim Harbaugh more than the Red Sox.
What? I've made that abundantly clear multiple times.
Keep going, though, Mikey B.
The number one hated entity in my house. I won't even let my kids wear blue and yellow as matching clothes together. You could ask my wife. That's on God. I'll swear to that on a stack of fucking Bibles right now.
But keep going, Mikey B.
Well, number two, I don't know where he gets off saying I got to be the bigger man. I thought it was a good old-fashioned ball breaking. It turned into Cuts turning into Johnny fucking Cochran on the defense attorney side over there. He's wearing the sunglasses. I can't get a read on him like he's in the World Series of fucking poker. I don't know where to go from this point. I don't know. Take the glasses off and let's talk.
I have raging allergies. My eyes are all fucked up.
You look fine. You look good.
All right. The sunglasses are off.
That's best for the program.
Back to the program.
Look. In regards to the
where did this start from? Oh, the hostility with Joe. Because I made the omelet comment. This all started over a smoked salmon jalapeno omelet.
No, it didn't.
But I'll tell you this. I feel a lot better now.
Oh, I feel good.
I think we all agree that we feel a lot better now.
I'm fine. I knew it bothered Bob, so I would
not
do the same thing for you, Mikey V. If it was on the other side, I would stick up for you as well.
I'll be the first to tell you.
Joe has stuck up for
he
me.
Will. He will.
No, he will.
Yeah, I'm a third party that I'll stick up for what I think is right.
Here's the thing. Joe loves when someone else is getting their balls, when the attention and all the strays are being caught by somebody else. And that's fine. Who doesn't? Especially in a group chat. In a group chat, you're praying you're not the target for the day. There's no question about that.
It was for me. Give the razzing. I tipped the cap. It was the double down after the tip of the cap. I felt that after I tipped that cap. And
it wasn't the tipping of the cap. It wasn't the tipping of the cap. It wasn't the tipping of the cap. It was the line following the tip of the cap line, which was, and I quote, happy for you. When
happy
Bob,
for
I have witnessed.
I was happy for it.
You can't even say that with a straight face.
In a court of law, they wouldn't condemn him.
Cutsy, you're right. But how many times, and I'm sure you've seen this, where Bob talks about, and Perez and myself and you, and we say, yeah, that person or this thing or whatever is it. Yeah, this motherfucking cocksucker. Good for them, though. Happy for him. That's like kind of like a sarcastic thing at the end. Is
we
that
have.
Incorrect, Bob? Joe just said it's correct. That's what I thought it was.
Have.
That's fair.
I do want to say with the Koepka thing, is I was not a big fan. I thought he really had an attitude and has come off very unlikable and very arrogant and he enjoys playing that role. With that being said, there's a group chat that I have that's very close in that circle that I know is going to bust my balls right now. But with that being said, and I'm very close with Chase. I love Chase Koepka. You have to tip for what this guy did in this tournament. He has got absolute ice in his veins from how low of golf he was playing to come in and to do that the way. I mean, you just
he's
know
awesome.
He's
awesome.
A killer.
He's
an
killer.
Awesome golfer.
Killer is the right word because He should have won the Masters.
Well, but
that drive, but I was like, is this about to happen again? Because at that point, Hovland was only down one, and Hovland played really well Sunday. He wasn't like Hovland fell off.
You know what,
Scotty was fucking nipping at his heels too. Scotty climbed the ladder.
You know what it was though, and we were saying it, we were watching it. When I didn't want Koepka to win the Masters, I had so much faith in John Rahm to where that's the guy you want chasing him. Yeah,
you ain't relying on Hovland.
Whereas
Hovland's been playing well.
Hovland's good.
Yeah, but he's not a closer.
No, not like that.
No, he's not a. If it was Scheffler who was right behind him, it could have been a different story.
Scheffler was just a little too far off. If he was like a stroke or two less off on Sunday,
and it could have been fireworks.
I'll tell you this.
Yeah, it would have been sick.
90% of my dislike from Koepka, outside of the fact of, you know, the arrogance that I spoke about, was because he blocked me on Instagram, which is just tough to get over. It's a personal. He went Mikey out.
I see a day rapidly approaching where that becomes an unblock.
Could be the case.
That would really be a turnaround of the century for Bob.
Bob would be the biggest Koepka guy in the world if Koepka ever reached out to Bob.
Do you know the story, Mikey V?
Bob would love Koepka.
Do you know the story?
For sure. No. Oh, if he wanted to come on, if he came on Bob Does Sports, all out the window. But he don't get a shit. All out the window.
You never know, Bob. Do you know the story? He doesn't seem like a fun
Mikey.
Man.
Yeah, I'm in a ongoing group chat with his brother and his brother's
What's his brother's best friend say?
Great guy. They think it's funny. They get a kick out of it.
Koepka will be on Bob Does Sports within 11 business months.
No, you're wrong. Yeah. Because he
I give it 11 months, Joe.
He already would have been on. Let me tell you something. He went out of his way to block me in a pretty subtle way.
What do you mean out of his way?
Mikey, did you know
What's the story, Joe? What's the story?
Okay. I'll tell the story because I was there.
Am I wrong? Is it like a chirping thing that he did?
I'll tell you right now. I was there when this happened. But it was the original match.
But Joe.
Bob wants to preface this. Go ahead, Bob.
Just be careful. Don't go. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. I never said that. Well, protect him. Because it's a pretty. Okay, I'm out. Tell the story.
Jeez, man. Why are you protecting?
No, I'm sorry. We're watching
the match at Bob's old apartment. It's Peyton Manning and Mickelson against Tiger and Brady. Okay.
Right.
And so the match is going on. And during the match, Brooks Koepka was donating a bunch of money for charity.
Wow.
For one of the holes, and he came on the broadcast.
Now, Bob seems to be befuddled. I don't mean to derail you, but Bob seems befuddled.
No, keep going, Joe. I just don't know where. Go ahead.
So Brooks was involved. We were talking shortly after, or in that vicinity. All of a sudden, Bob looks at his phone, and Brooks Koepka is following Bobby Berger. Really dumb. Following him on Instagram. Got the notification. Bob proceeds to start hammering
stories.
Why is
Bob shaking his head?
Because he's missing the big. Missing the biggest part of the story.
Bob starts lambasting like stories about Brooks Koepka and tagging him right after, and within an hour, Brooks unfollowed him.
Oh my god!
So Bob was livid. Like, I think maybe Bob went, he got really excited because he started following him.
Yeah,
and he started hitting this. He started tagging him in all these much to handle and just unfollowed him. And from that point moment on, it was over for Bob, for Brooks.
Here's the biggest part to the story. Okay. I can't hold it anymore.
Joe froze for an instant on the last sentence about the unfollowing. So what happened, Joe? Bob was tagging him in stories.
He was tagging him in all these stories. Tagging. Yes.
Right.
And okay. I think it bothered him.
You know what? Fuck that. Machine gun tag is fair game once in a while.
I know, but I think maybe it bothered him.
If anybody's saying that, it's going to be Mikey V.
Yeah, whatever. How do you think we landed Clark?
Fair enough.
By the way, who won a fucking Emmy? Ryan Clark.
Terrific.
We had an Emmy award winner on the
pod. I need to save myself here, Mikey. Need to save myself.
I don't think I said anything wrong.
No, you didn't. I don't think you missed the biggest part of why I think it's fucked up. Brooks's best friend said to me, he said he wanted to watch that match with me, okay? But I was going to be hanging out with a girl at the time, a girl that I had been seeing.
Who wanted to watch
this? This is the biggest part.
I forgot about this. Yeah,
Brooks' best friend wanted to watch the match of Brooks. No, the match of Tiger and Phil. That match with you. With me.
Correct. Not Koepka, his friend.
Not Koepka. Correct. Okay. With me. Okay. He says if you call this girl and you cancel with her and send a video, then Brooks
will follow you.
Then Brooks will follow you. Mind you, I am scratching and clawing for the Brilliantly Dumb Show. We are sitting at 6,000 downloads every episode. I'm doing whatever I can. Bro Bible's ready to can me at any moment. Okay? They're ready to fire me. The numbers aren't good. I need Koepka. Fine. Fuck it. So
Hey, look at you now, though, kid.
Wow.
Yeah, it all comes full circle.
Yeah, that's right. I'm sorry, but that was a good time.
So I my dumbass calls her up and makes some ridiculous excuse. Now, mind you, this wasn't just a regular hangout.
What a total asshole.
I did it.
Brooks and the guy who we were watching with, who's Saquon's manager, were like laughing about it. They thought it was funny.
So what'd you say to her, Bob?
I called her. Mind you, this was a big thing. Her family was coming over for a barbecue. Like, it was a big thing.
I canceled on a family? On a family?
It was a big thing, Joey D.
It wasn't a family thing. I never heard about a no family
thing. It was a family thing. She was her family.
This story's going to change, Joe, by the time you listen.
No, fuck off. You missed the biggest part of the story.
It was Christmas
Eve. Okay, go on.
It was Christmas Eve.
There was a Christmas turkey.
My the family invited me over for the first kid's christening. Oh, I can't believe it.
The pastor was in attendance.
This pod was at a low out of the gate, and now we're back.
But
and it's all on me. But where was I?
You canceled on the girl.
About the canceling. Okay.
So I called her, and I canceled, and she was very, very upset. Meanwhile, she just so happened to live literally down the block from me, okay? I had to do was just walk over there. And I make some ridiculous excuse, okay? And I say, fuck it. I did it. I canceled it. Brooks follows me. Brooks follows me. And I was over the moon. I really was.
This is fantastic because that means Bob loved Brooks to begin with.
Yes.
Yeah.
I did. I in the beginning. Okay, really
Brooks mind gives you the
this
follow.
Is when the whole
Brooks
world
gives
loved
you
Brooks.
The follow.
Then Brooks gives me the follow.
Go ahead.
I'm over.
He's
the moon.
Over the mood. He's freaking out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And look, I hit him with a couple tags. I did.
That's fair. Don't be embarrassed.
I hit him
that.
With a couple.
What
tags.
The fuck and is it
they,
for?
They weren't malicious tags. They were funny. I was doing the pointer thing in the TV.
Yeah, the Bobby pointers. Yeah.
Doing what I do.
Yeah.
I call him kids. Go. He unfollows. He unfollows. Blocks me, and then tells his friend the reason that I didn't. The reason that he blocked me was because I didn't send a video of me calling this girl to cancel on her. And I said, you gotta be fucking kidding. They said, that was the deal. Now, the other wrinkle to the story.
It was a deal.
It wasn't. Fuck off, Joe. Fuck off.
I'm just saying that was a deal, Bob.
But you don't think that's fucked up. You don't think that's fucked up?
No, it would be.
Come on,
because God forbid.
Take a video of me bailing
God forbid,
on this
God
girl?
Forbid, like,
and one I,
of his
I agree with you.
Posts that and tags you. You just look like a total.
No, I agree. It's fucked up, but that was part of the deal. I just want to preface it.
Here's the wrinkle to the story, okay? And this theory has been thrown out, and I'm not saying that's what happened, but do I think there's a possibility? Yes. I think there's a possibility that Brooks's friend was who we love, who we fucking I love.
He controls
guy.
His Instagram, I think.
No. So. That's not the. Yeah, I don't know where he got that. That was never the theory ever. What the theory is that he was behind it and just texted him and say, "Hey, follow this guy." Unfollow this guy. I don't think there's a good chance that Brooks doesn't even know that this took place.
Yeah, I think we're giving you way too much credit.
Now, why are you giving me too much credit?
I'm saying Brooks, I don't think knows who you are.
Thank you
fuck.
Again. You're really,
disagree.
Really helping me.
I disagree. Well, I would say he probably knows who he is.
Not
at,
at the, but at
this point, yes.
Yeah, at definitely. The time, probably
not. No, probably not.
But then So, and by the way, this friend that did it, I talk to the guy every day. I love the guy. We all have a group chat together, and it's great. It's a great group chat. But
he's a beauty.
Yeah, he is. But there's a chance that he pulled the strings and he was the one that did it, and Brooks didn't even know about it. But I couldn't believe that because I didn't send in a video of me bailing on this girl, that he has the audacity to block me. So you know what I did? I got his fiance on the show instead. Jenna Sims was on the podcast and said just weeks later. But it was huge. I was so happy. I was ecstatic. So naturally, I was not a fan of the guy.
Did you say that something? Made him hate him. Did you say something?
Oh, to the fiance? They know. Oh no.
I couldn't do it. I didn't have the balls. I told myself.
You would have?
I would have said, you know what? Not for nothing. I would have made a little bit out of it, maybe.
I agree. I had it written down that was I was going to go there, and I pussied out.
What it is Bob was like one of those horses that they dangle the carrot in front of.
Thanks.
And Joe, he ran the mile, and then right before he came to get the carrot, they pulled it away.
No. I got the carrot. The carrot was in my mouth, and then it was pulled away from me. That's what happened. But look, that's the story of how that
happened. I get it.
So that's where my hot button was. Again, with that being said, I respect what he – I really do tip the cap to the guy. I really do. But my ass was on the hot seat at that job, and Brooks Koepka could have saved me, and he was nowhere to be found. And that group chat, including his brother, has gone out of their way to tell Brooks to unblock me, and he won't do it, which makes you to believe.
Well, how do you know it's him? You've never talked to him.
That's another theory.
If his brother is telling you that he's telling him to unblock you, Brooks definitely
knows.
This is a bit.
The clowning show. Yes.
Yeah. Well, it's not a funny bit. Now it's a funny bit.
Folks, our next sponsor is a sponsor that I just so happen to use and take every single day, a product that I use and take every single day, Athletic Greens. You cannot go wrong when you're taking Athletic Greens. I wanted better mental health, physical health, gut health, and that is exactly what Athletic Greens does. You cannot go wrong when you go Athletic Greens. With one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you are absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens. You can't go wrong. It starts your day right. I do it. I take one scoop of the Athletic Greens, down it with the water, and I am good to go. Mentally, I feel great. Physically, I feel great. After a workout, I use it, and it is absolutely terrific. Now, to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/dumb. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/dumb. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. Do it with Athletic Greens. You can't go wrong.
It's a good bit, by the way. It's pretty.
Now it is.
It's a good bit.
To the point, Bob, if you weren't the butt end of the bit, you would really enjoy it.
Oh, he would, yeah.
Like, if this was the bit on me, Bob would be having a fucking field day. Yeah, he would be like throwing on his stories.
It would be a miniseries on his stories.
It would probably be, a whole episode. Who knows?
You know what, though? If he did it to you, I would say what he did to ask for the video, I would say that's very cruel. Now, I might poke some fun at it, but I would say that's cruel.
I'm not talking about the actual what happened. I'm talking about the following and unfollowing whole situation, and that whole group is in on it. And I'm telling you right now,
I think they are.
They even Chase, he's probably saying, oh, I talked to Brooks the other day. I told him he should really unfollow you. I bet you he hasn't even talked to Brooks about it. It's a whole bit.
By the way,
I know I would be in on it if that was the case. That's hysterical.
I'll have the ticket play it now on the show. There's a clip of me and Chase Koepka in the cart, and this is before we're like really close. We're very close now from that. In the golf cart together when he comes on Bob to Sports, where I address that whole thing with him, and it's a funny clip.
Are we going to talk about your brother blocking me, or should we just let that go?
No, we have to talk about it.
Can I tell you what I think happened?
Yeah.
He hits me with the follow.
Yeah.
And then I start peppering him with tags. Not bad tags, good tags. I think
think I might have overwhelmed them with thanks. You're overwhelming him
with joy and happiness.
So you're on my side.
I agree.
It's a good side to be. I do too. It was good stuff. The guy would have won the PIP every single goddamn year. I can look back on the clip now and say it's funny. Moving on.
I want to say one last thing, and sure, then we can move on. I actually do agree with Mikey V's assessment that if Brooks were to flip the switch and actually end up being in the Bob camp, I think Bob would be a huge Brooks guy.
I'm not going to – I'll tell you something.
Bob loves having a winner in his camp.
But I'll tell you this. He don't.
I mean, just got the guy who just won the Masters. Why not go after the guy who just won the next Masters?
He ain't coming on. He don't give a fuck. He really don't. It'd be a great story. I really think it would be.
Hey, Bob? Manifest destiny.
The thing that sucks is before he won the PGA Championship, had he not won, then maybe he needs Bob to sports a little more to where it would help him. Now that he won this, we're not.
You don't need.
The guy
shit
just
from
won
us.
A fucking live. Well, no, that's a live event for like $4 million.
Well,
and now he just won $2.7 million.
Yeah, and by the way, he's fine. His wife now works. We work out together. He works at. We work out at the same gym in Jupiter, Florida, and she's a sweetheart.
So say something to her.
We've talked, but we don't talk about that.
Say, listen. You see her all the time. It sounds like. Say, listen, tell your husband to unfollow me. Let's have a conversation.
Unblock me.
Yeah.
Nah. It's not fair to her.
Here's the other thing.
I don't want to bring her into that.
This isn't a fucking love triangle, Bob.
Yeah.
It's Instagram.
Yeah. Here's the other thing, too. Bob probably has never been blocked in his whole life because he's the most likable guy in the world. I have never imagined Bob being blocked by anybody.
Yeah.
Now me and you, Mikey, I'm sure we have a few people who blocked our ass.
I'll tell you who's got me blocked is the girl who I bailed on. That's the girl that's got me blocked.
Yeah, but she never was the one anyways, Bob. You know, in the end of the day,
how do we know, Joey?
I
was supposed to meet her family at a barbecue. I was a no-show.
Well, for starters, she's a Niners fan, so you would have been trying to rewrite those wrongs right out of the gate.
Let's not dig in too deep now. Let's not give in
barbecue.
He's one more sentence away from really digging deep in here.
Bob, there's millions of people who are Niners fans.
Okay.
Moving on here. We are going to head over to our buy or sell segment of the week. What did we see that we liked? What did we see that we not liked of the week? And what we're going to do is we're going to start that out with Mikey V. Mikey V, you could take that away.
Sold it before. But not directly with this. So everyone just turn your volume up and listen closely for the next 2 minutes.
It's going to be good.
Anyone heard of Jeffrey Hinton? Okay. Jeffrey Hinton. I didn't think so. He worked at Google and he resigned about 2 weeks ago, 75 years old, made a statement to the New York Times as Joe walks away saying he regretted the work he had did. He's considered the godfather of artificial intelligence at Google. And said, right now, they're not more intelligent than us, as far as I can tell. But I think I think they may be soon. Dr. Hinton referred to bad actors who would try to use AI for bad things. This is just a kind of worst case scenario, kind of a nightmare scenario. You can imagine, for example, some bad actor like President Putin of Russia, he referred to, decided to give robots the ability to create their own sub-goals. Create sub-goals like, I need to get more power. All these copies can learn separately, but share their knowledge instantly. So it's as if you had 10,000 people and whenever one person learned something, everybody automatically knew it. We need to take a step back. And he resigned from Google, this man, okay? This guy is the godfather of artificial intelligence. He resigned from Google. If you don't think we're about 20 some odd years away from an absolute catastrophe in the artificial intelligence area of life, you're sadly mistaken, and something needs to be regulated. Something needs to be done on artificial intelligence. There is nothing good. We're at the limit. What are we trying to fucking do here? What are we trying to do? Because it's going to get ugly.
So what's – I'm honestly asking because it is interesting. What's, like, the biggest threat? Like, I've heard of people posing as somebody else, like with their voice.
Yeah, that's, I mean, that's been going on now for a while. All the identity theft stuff and all that. That's one. But I think the biggest
issue that human species could be wiped out.
He's saying the biggest issue is that artificial intelligence, these robots that they're creating and these systems they're creating, are going to become so self-aware that it's not going to be much
on the human species,
much unlike Terminator.
Yeah.
Where if you remember Terminator, the
Bob never watched Terminator.
Never
okay,
did. That's
but
true.
Just to walk you through. Okay, so the premise of Terminator, Bob, is technology got far too advanced and these robots became self-aware of themselves, meaning they were able to create their own motivations, their own goals, their own subconscious. And that's exactly what this guy, who is the godfather of artificial intelligence, just said. They're not far off from the worst nightmare case scenario is the robots and artificial intelligence creating sub goals, wherein the programming that is set to them doesn't become the top priority anymore. They become so self-aware and intelligent, they create their own priorities. They make their own top priorities. And at that point, we are fucked. We are fucked with a capital F.
Yeah. You know what, Mikey, I want to ask you is like, do you worry about Dominic and G Baby, like, you know what I mean? Like, do you worry about like what when they're 25 or like, I even think of like, if somebody, the technology is gonna be so advanced, and not to get dark here, but I do think about it a lot. It fucks me up. The technology is so advanced that like, the way even COVID came here, like, what's to stop somebody from doing even something like that? Just one fucking sicko.
The only thing that's stopping that is spyware on the internet, where people can monitor, and I know people don't want to hear it, but the government monitoring everything that's being said and transmitted, and looking for buzzwords and catchwords and catchphrases, and spies and super high level. It's not going to be ground warfare anymore, where if you have 1 million guys and I have 2 million, I'm going to win automatically.
No, it's because one biological
weapon. Some asshole is going to be able to push a single button and wipe out half of the fucking world. Now, hopefully that doesn't happen, but I got to tell you, I don't like the direction we're heading in necessarily, but you got to live. If there was ever a time to really live life to the fullest, now is the time, because I do think about the kids' future, and I don't mean to sound cliche or old or anything like that, but with little kids, yeah, I do. I think about like, what is this world going to look like when they're 40 years old? Like, what the fuck are we doing here? See, and by the way, if you're going to make artificial intelligence so fucking intelligent, I've been doing 2 cycles of laundry now for the last 2 hours. They haven't improved that since the fucking Stone Age. Fix that.
Yeah, not wrong.
It makes me sick with the laundry that nobody's figured out something to wear. When you put something in the dryer that it shrinks, how the fuck have we not invented something to where, why do we have to dry it? God forbid we forget something in there. It's done. The shirt
they got
is
telescopes
gone.
That could see up a good fucking luck with the camel's, up a camel's rectum from fucking halfway around the globe.
I've been fucked on Zara's t-shirt after Zara t-shirt time and time again.
Then don't throw it in the dryer. Hang on.
Tell you what, t-shirts don't shrink in the dryer.
Oh, God.
Athletic wear t-shirt by Roback.
Well, I got one Roback for you, too, actually. Breezy. Breezygolf.com there, too. And we could go back to, look, two great brands, by
great
the way.
Great brands.
We got enough. We got to worry about artificial intelligence before we worry about slinging out polos. With that being said, BreezyGolf.com. And if you do decide to go over to Roback, just make sure you use Bear Down promo code. Again, neither here nor there. But the bottom line is, and I'll finish that with this, Mikey, if you're worried, I'm worried.
Yeah, I'm
if
concerned.
You told me you weren't I'm worried, concerned. I wouldn't no. be that worried. But
there's
if you're
legitimate
concerned,
reason to be concerned.
I'm concerned.
So.
I'm
now,
concerned.
If they, Joey D was worried, I would have to wait and dig a little bit deeper and do a little bit more research. But with that poor, being said,
poor Joe.
If
that's
I'm
a
kidding.
Dig,
it was. Well, you called me a horse chasing a fucking carrot.
I gave this an analogy, awesome. Which, by the way, was pretty spot on. And you actually changed the analogy and refurbished it by saying you had the carrot in your mouth, not in front of you. So
I'm buying. It's an obvious buy. It's a no brainer buy. I was thought one of you two may beat me to it, but I do like Mikey sell. And we've kind of come to the conclusion that Mikey V can only sell, because I appreciate Mikey selling more than he does buying. It's the best. Michael Block, PGA championship. Just a no brainer buy there. What a fucking Cinderella. Not only to have the story that he had building up into it. And he's, to be honest with you, I didn't even know that in these PGA championships, that You with me, Joseph?
I'm listening.
Okay.
With that these in these PGA championships.
That in these PGA. Isn't it hard to do your buy or sell when he's on the phone right there in front of you, Mikey?
I'm trying to get my buy or sell segment.
You got to go to the phone to get it?
Well, I had a couple things written down.
Well.
I did. To be fair, I had to read some direct quotes myself from myself.
Yeah, I just feel like okay. All right. Fair enough. Just an unbelievable story, man. It really was. Now, throughout it, and then to have the hole-in-one.
The hole-in-one dunk was incredible.
And the way that it went in for that ball did not then come out. Now, I was getting a little frustrated as he was walking to 18 in some interviews. I was waiting for tears for the waterworks. He was very monotone, which I think he was telling himself to keep it. He was trying to keep himself grounded, and it was so cool to see that. And then he starts bawling his eyes. It was – That's sports, man. So, yeah. You know, look, before AI destroys us all, at least I could say I saw Michael Block dunk one at the PGA Championship and have that because that was so special. And now let's head on over to Joey D, our guy who's going to be doing our fire sale here today. Sorry, Joe. I don't know why I'm laughing.
But what I've become a walking embodiment of a joke.
No, it's just his facial expressions. We're even on Bob and Sports. We film and I just look over at him and I just start giggling like a lot. And
Joe, I walk in the room the other day. I didn't say a single word, Mikey. He was in tears. I'm like, what the fuck, man? I'll never be taken seriously again.
Joe, don't say that.
Joe, who cares? Who cares? Well, who cares? Like you got it good right now. Who gives a fuck?
Who's living laughs? Better?
That's part
than,
of the yeah. Who is living better than living Joey?
Better
D
than right Joey D. Seriously.
Nobody.
Living pretty good.
Yeah.
I think so. Right, Joe. By the way, I'm not going to spoil it. We got a big surprise for you.
Oh, dude, we have a big surprise.
Wendy's came through.
Oh,
Jesus. No, I would share news like that with you immediately. This is like a fun surprise. It's just fun. Look at how mad he is now. This is insane.
I was super excited there for a second. I thought you should tell you why.
There's reason for you to still be excited. This is gonna be.
Yeah, the reason is they're just about done with their retreat. They're gonna follow up and
how many weeks are we gonna go with the retreat, Joe? How many times are we gonna fucking go back to milk?
I didn't say anything.
Bob said it. Bob said it.
Cutsy's running hot, man. Cutsy's running really hot, and I like it.
It's been a long week.
Joey, all right,
I don't know because I have two cells, but I don't know which one to take.
Take them both.
Am I allowed to do that?
Take them both.
Mikey, okay, is that allowed?
There's no real rules here. Go ahead.
I'll keep the first one. I'll keep them relatively short. All right. Preakness just happened. The horse race. I know the world loves this stuff. I got to tell you, from a betting perspective, there is no worse bet than to put on than a bet for a horse to win in the Kentucky Derby or the Preakness or Belmont Stakes or whatever. You put $150 or whatever. People are betting thousands of dollars. You blink, the race is fucking over. Wow, I'd rather at least get my enjoyment in at least a 60-minute game a quarter or whatever. The horse is around the corner. I don't even know. I can't even keep track which horse is which. I'm trying to look at the number on the fucking side. I don't know which horse I'm – and by the time that I finally realize I have a horse that's in fifth place that needs to get to first, the thing's over.
Mikey, do you think he lost money on a horse this weekend?
I didn't bet on a horse.
I will say this.
I feel bad for Mikey B because he put his balls on the table his only sub, which is really ballsy, by the way, to give
it. I'm going to tell you why it's not ballsy, because anyone who subscribes for gambling picks, I would assume you would think that you know that horse racing is not – like, I'm not giving you a horse pick.
It's hard.
This is a low-risk, high-reward play. That being said, Joe, you can enjoy a full day of gambling. It doesn't have to be over in the blink of an eye. That's like the 12th race that goes off.
Only one that's televised.
If you don't have
unless
TV,
you're,
you
unless
got the TVG. I have TVG.
Dickie Gas probably has the direct line.
Yeah, me and Dickie both. Yeah, me and Dickie both.
Yeah. Well, I'm not in that level of degeneracy just yet.
I agree with both sides. I agree with Mikey that me and my dad sat at the sports book last time we were in Vegas and we bet horse race after horse race. Yeah. We had a fucking blast. Yes. We didn't hit. But that it was a fucking blast. Like I love doing
I'm saying majority of the country is watching one race and one race only.
Let me
paint a picture for everybody, okay? If Joey D got a VIP experience invite to the Preakness or the Kentucky Derby.
That's different.
Of course it's different. He would come back saying, you know what, this horse racing, let me tell you, if you haven't been to one of these races, this is the cream of the crop. You cannot get any better. You want to be treated like a sultan? Let me tell you. You go to the... Now, Joe,
I bet the Lakers game or I go courtside at the fucking Staples Center.
I do agree with this. I think personally, the Triple Crown, if a horse, number one, I think everyone knew that the winner of the Derby was not going to go on and win. Mage was not going to be a Triple Crown winner.
No, right?
It wasn't a special horse by any means. If that horse loses in the Preakness, the Triple Crown races lose their luster. The Derby is the best one by a wide margin because there's so many horses racing in it, which makes it more difficult, but it's much more exciting. And then if the horse that breaks out wins the Preakness, then obviously everyone's all over watching the Belmont. But if that horse is a mediocre horse, once the Derby's over, to me, like, the buildup for the Preakness was nothing like the Derby. The Derby is Cinco de Mayo weekend, usually the first weekend of May, the first Saturday of nice weather, always a big UFC or boxing pay-per-view that night. That's a great day in sports, Kentucky Derby Saturday. It loses its luster after that, unless you have a super horse racing, in my opinion.
Yeah, I get what Joe's saying,
Sorry, Bob, before you finish, I just want to make sure people realize I'm not selling horse racing. I'm selling betting on the horse race.
Got it.
I see where he's coming from. I think it's a good sell. I do. I get it.
Yeah, I mean, you can't hang your hat on
that
I
day.
Mean, you see guys at the track lose their fucking lives.
That's horrible. There's such a big buildup to the Kentucky Derby, like a Super Bowl type buildup.
Huge buildup.
And then it's just over like that. You know what I mean? I get it. Go ahead, Joey. Do you got a second one?
The second one's going to ruffle some feathers, and I'm not here to try to do that. I'm really not trying to ruffle feathers. I'm not trying to come at anybody, but I saw something the other day on Twitter, and I don't have Twitter. I don't have Twitter, but I saw, and unfortunately, Mikey V is the culprit of Mikey V is the culprit of this because I don't think, and Bob, correct me if I'm wrong, as a man, I don't think, and I'm going to preface this by saying Mikey V is probably the most manly of men that I know. He's very muscular, very – as a man
– he's very muscular.
Joe talks like Trump. He really does.
As a
very
man,
muscular, quite muscular. Everyone agrees. Fantastic
as
muscles.
As a man, I don't feel you should ever shave your arms, your hands, your legs, or your chest.
Okay,
it just
here
should
we
never
go.
Happen. It just okay. – it's not – if God intended us to be – no hair, we would have no hair.
Well, so you let me just get this straight, Joe. So I have this on record, okay? Right? I want this on record. I don't shave my legs, first of all. I shave from my elbows down. I've been doing that for years because I don't like arm hair. It's like a kind of an unwritten rite of passage for New Jersey Guidos when they're teenagers, but that's one thing I could never kick. Once I started, that was it. It was like an addiction. And my chest,
thicker.
I don't have any hair on my chest either. Okay, so I'm not really a hairy guy to begin with. But here's the thing, is that for you to tell me that as a man, you believe a man shouldn't do certain things, let me give you a list of things that I think men shouldn't do either. I don't think men should take their teeth to the tanning bed. I don't think men should bring their dogs to a spa day. I don't think men should get cupping therapy. I don't think men should do that. So what do you have to say about that, Jack?
What's wrong with cupping?
I believe it's a preposterous recovery method. That's what I believe.
It helps you recover from
from what?
My back was in shambles. This guy was helping the blood flow in my back.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, I'm going to keep shaving my arms, and I would like you to continue.
Well, you have
doing...
no choice now. Here's the reason, because it's not an old wives' tale. When you shave, it comes in thicker. So one day, you're not going to shave, and you're going to have a fucking afro on your arm.
I really love you, bro. I really do. And if I didn't do that, and you didn't do the things you do, it would be very much a bland group of characters, and that's why
course.
This makes the world go round. I will never stop shaving my arms. And I challenge any man, if they want to come at me and tell me they're more manly, that's all well and good. Which you didn't. You didn't do that.
I'm not doing that. I just would like to know in the comments, because I love, and a lot of this new age thing with the Manscaped and all the shit, but which, by the way, there's certain areas of your body I have no issues with shaving.
You got it. You have to.
Yes,
you
shave. Well, you shave my balls. Yes. Yes.
But you shave. You have to. Not of course, but you shave and trim, right?
Yeah, shaving.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, because I can see Joey D just going fucking full throttle and just fucking putting those.
Well, I'm not waxing, but bottom line is some areas, the Manscaped thing, though, now, the way they've made it now, when we were growing up, you took a Bic razor.
You had to be very careful. I've had some nightmare
nicking your ball sack.
Like a pincushion.
It comes and you get a little squirt of blood in it. It's the worst thing in the fucking world.
Yeah,
but nowadays, they've made it so accessible with the Manscaped, the ball trimmer, whatever they call the lawnmowers, that people now have accentuated the one area that is meant to be shaved, and they're starting to go full throttle.
Yeah.
So all I'm saying is I'd like to hear in the comments if you think it is not just acceptable, if you should shave your arms as a man or not.
Good. I think it's a preference thing, personally.
Because I also think
so. Here's the sick part. This whole thing started because I put a picture of, I was listening to a song on my watch, right? And I posted a picture of the watch, and these sick eagle eye people on Twitter were like, "Do you shave your arms?" And I didn't hide from it. I instantly answered, yes, I have. I have for years. Like, to me, it's nothing. Like, it's nothing for me.
I will admit, okay, we watched the whole thing go down on Twitter with Mikey V, because people were tagging us, and they're like, don't let Joey D get a hold of this. So obviously we had to see it. Now, that being said, the arms to me is rare. I don't think I've ever, that is rare.
Now to me, I think legs is absurd. If you shave your legs, absurd.
I agree.
That's absurd.
Bob does his chest.
You should.
I
don't have that much hair on my chest.
Oh yeah. Well, I don't want to have, you know, like a Perez chest. With all due respect.
In more ways than one.
Perez catching strays. What a shame.
Man, he didn't need that.
No.
He didn't need that.
Perez is always an innocent bystander in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Yeah, he didn't need that. That was tough. I'm sorry, Perez. That was but I don't want that where the chest is going. I did think the arm hair was that was wild. That was, I never heard of that. People can do the legs.
Yeah, been doing the arms for years.
Unbelievable back and forth, though. And the good thing is we're not done, but just an unbelievable episode so far. Joey D has his hands up, so Joey D got it.
I'm trying to make a conscious effort not to interrupt as much. So this is just...
Appreciate that.
I have a theory, and Mikey V, I could be wrong, but I have a theory as to why the arm shaving started.
Okay, go ahead.
I actually think it makes perfect sense.
Go ahead.
Because when Mikey V was younger, he used to bodybuild a lot. And without the hair, there's a lot more room for definition of the muscle.
So
that to me would make perfect sense you shaved your arms to show
what?
The
definition.
That is absolutely 100% the reason that I started doing that.
100%.
Wow. Yeah, 100%.
And it makes 100%. Sense.
Now it's at the point, obviously, where it's like, I'm not to that level that I was. I mean, you're talking about in my early 20s, I was eating 7 Tupperware meals a day and going to the gym for 2 hours a day. Like, it was like, that was my younger 20s. Like, I do it now because when I see hair on my arms, it just like kind of freaks me out because I'm so used to not having any for so long.
Speak your truth. This is good. How good does this feel?
This is true.
But
I mean, Bob, I was never hiding it.
This might be the first time.
I wear sleeveless and short sleeve all the time.
But Mike,
not my fault nobody picked up on it until yesterday.
Unless you want to be the next, like, you look so good now. As Joe said, you have been, you look so good. I never understood. If you're not trying, unless you're trying to be the next Jay Cutler.
No, the reason now, like I said, is I'm just not used to seeing any hair on my arms.
No. That I get.
Oh, in my 20s.
Where you were doing that I don't understand. I'm not making fun. I'm not busting your balls.
That was the culture.
It's a culture,
it is a Jersey thing. It's a
Jersey.
That was a culture.
And by the way, this might be the first time on the history of the show that I came up with a hypothetical theory that actually was true.
I think that's fair.
So this is a big moment.
It was a good. I mean, you don't think Holly V appreciated the silky smooth arms like that back in the day? She sure
like
did.
A naked mole rat.
Yeah, she sure did. jacked up naked mole rat.
You were. I wish, Bob. Where's you have the one photo of Mikey V where he's like this, or he's like this, and his.
You know what?
There's just muscles protruding out of everywhere.
He's right. We should roll those photos out. Take it if you could roll out.
Oh. Yeah,
big old Mikey V,
big boy,
seaside.
Different Jersey now, man. Different shore. Now. Different
you should now. Embrace that. I wish I looked like that when I was that age.
You know what, Joe? Honestly, I swear to God, and this is gonna sound crazy, I feel a lot better now. Like
well, you're probably a lot healthier.
I feel more conditioned. I feel just you know better. I feel better now at 37 than I did at 27.
That's a great thing to say.
I really do. Minus like my back ailments is like a little annoying.
Well,
that's just age, but I feel better.
Sounds like he needs a cupping session. Not many people can say that.
Yeah, maybe he does.
Holy shit, this has been terrific. I mean, really, vibe started very, very low out of the gate, and it is just
well, there had to be an icebreaker. Joe had something on his chest. He let it go, and now we're here.
And then Kepka, I think Kepka kind of too held it out. Okay, we're gonna get into our top five. This top five was brought to you by the one, the only Mikey V. So Mikey V, I'm going to let you pick the top five, and then I'm going to let you pick who's going to start us off as well. I mean, I'm going to let you tell the folks about the top five and then pick who's going to start us off.
So in honor of now, we know this is releasing Wednesday this week, not Tuesday, but we knew that this episode was going to be a little bit something extra, and people needed an extra day of preparation to handle this, I think. So that being said, this is the Memorial Day weekend release because the next episode won't be after Memorial Day. So I said we should have an American themed top five. So with that being said, we just made it very general because we think we're going to get totally different answers all over the board. That's what this is about. Top five most America things of all time, or American things of all time. It could be anything. Get creative. Bald eagles, Mount Rushmore, whatever it is. It could be anything. It could be any one that you think embodies America. Top five most America things of all time. I don't think it's fair to go to Joe first. I think Joe deserves one, at least in the middle or at the end. So Bob, I would say if you want to go first, you could go first, or I could go first if you'd rather. No problem. No,
oh, I think now I have to, especially with the heat I take for not going first. And I don't know what you guys are going to think about this list. I really don't. I don't know if you guys are going to love it. I don't know if you're going to hate it. Number five, I have Apollo Creed. I've always thought of Apollo Creed walking in with those American trunks.
Against Drago.
Well, yeah. Against,
Rocky too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I wanted to say Rocky too, but something when I think of Apollo Creed, that's what I think of. So I got Apollo Creed at five. Number four, I have fireworks because
great one.
Yeah, I don't think in Denmark or in Switzerland, I don't think they do fireworks. Joe,
I tell you who does more fireworks than anyone in the world?
Vancouver, British Columbia,
China. it's true. China. They're made in China, Bob.
No, the China. More I do realize, Cutsy really does it's talk Trump. Like Trump. Yeah, yeah. It's Trump.
That's China. Ridiculous.
Hey, by the way, is there any truth to that? Do we know if this is factual or not?
Oh no! What are you talking about? We're 100% going to go with it. Just like the Weber grill was from Germany, and the Weber grill.
Yeah,
it was made by a factory worker in Chicago, Illinois.
Okay, well he wasn't German, but if he was, it would have been pronounced Weber.
Okay,
I was wrong. I didn't know he was not. But all I'm saying is that, and by the way, some people said it in the comments, in German, W-E-B-E-R would be pronounced Weber. That's all I was saying. I was wrong.
Joe, could you imagine Joe going on like Wheel of Fortune or Jeopardy? He would either be, some answers would be so good that you can't believe he just got that right. And then there'd be like the $100 question that you get totally wrong.
Like, no, that pronunciation is totally
you know. So I got fireworks at four.
That's a good one.
Good. So I think I'm doing okay so far. I really didn't know. Number three, I got Abe Lincoln.
That's a great one.
Yeah, and I didn't know if I throw George Washington or Abe Lincoln in there.
Yeah.
It was kind of a coin flip for me. Both of them powerful ones. I went Abe Lincoln at three. Number two, Mikey said it prior, and that's what I think of. Bald Eagle, to me, is America. So I do have the Bald Eagle at two. And then number one, to me, this is a no-brainer when I think of America. It's the number one thing to do on July 4th. I think of a barbecue.
Great one.
That's another thing.
That's like a great list. That's a great list. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
I really didn't know. I got barbecue at one. To me, the barbecue at one is the biggest no-brainer there is. Joey D, we'll send it to you.
Joe, do you want to go or do you want me to go?
Yeah, I mean, I can go. I can go. At number five, I'm going to put something that I think I like. You don't go anywhere else and hear this type of music. I think country music embodies
America. Good start.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
The vibe, the live free in the fast lane kind of idea. I think country music. Number five, give me country music. And number four, I'm going to go.
Live free in the fast lane.
Why do you have to? Bob. Yeah, I did the fast lane comment caught me also.
If I didn't say it, you would have.
The fast lane comment, it caught me. But I think country music is a good play. I do too.
It's a good start.
I think it's a good play.
All right. And number four, I'm going to go with this is where it's tough. At number four, I'm going to go with what Bob had. I'm going to go barbecue. I think, to me, a good barbecue is what everybody does on Memorial Day. Or anytime, 4th of July weekend, everybody gets together, has a big barbecue. To me, that's very Eric. I'm going to put that at number four. Okay. At number three, I have the bald eagle. I do think you see a bald eagle, it's majestic. It reminds you of America. The soaring of just they're majestic creatures. To me, I think that deserves the three slot. At number two, and I don't know, maybe I'm wrong on this, but to me, I think it's a big sign. Now, it was a gift from the French, but number two, I'm going to go with the Statue of Liberty. The Statue of Liberty, I think, of New York, the most majestic city in the United States of America, that people may argue that. But to me, that is really the embodiment of the major city that represents America.
Wait, it was
a gift.
So the French gave that to us?
Yeah, it was a gift from France, yes.
How did they send it to us?
I think by boat.
They had to put it together.
What's this, like fucking IKEA? Like they had to send it in pieces?
I don't think it was to that degree.
I mean, no, Bob, they weren't constructing it and like lifting it with cranes. This was years ago. It was a gift from the French. I don't know when it was, probably early 1900s.
And why did they do that for us?
It was a symbol of a peace treaty or some
joint effort between France and the United States intended to commemorate the lasting friendship between the two peoples of the two nations. 1886.
Okay, I was going to say early 1900s, but late 1800s.
Over the years, statues stood tall. Millions in 1986 and underwent extensive renovations. So, yeah, 1886.
See, that's the shit that Joe knows that I just don't know. Like,
you didn't know that the French gave that?
No. But did we give anything back to them?
Nah.
That's kind of nervy.
I mean, not really. Considering how many times we bailed the French out.
World War II would not have. Yeah. World War II, we bailed them out.
They'd be speaking fucking German if it wasn't for us.
Well, then you know what? Tell you this, then they probably shouldn't have just sent it in pieces.
I feel like.
That's a good point.
I feel like, isn't the Arc de Triomphe like partly American?
I mean, come
it's
on.
It's one of the first.
Bob, he would have got an Uber Eats over. They would have Uber Eats the Statue of Liberty to Ellis Island and just had to deliver it and put it up themselves.
All right. So that was my number two, right? So I went country music at five. I went barbecue at four. I went bald eagle at three. Yep. Statue of Liberty two. Number one, guys, it's got to be football. Football to me is just the representation of everything that is wonderful and so right. Tell me a better time than the opening weekend of NFL football starting in September and Americans across the country gathering together in unity to celebrate this wonderful sport that is ours. And it will never, ever be anyone else.
I am forfeiting my list. Joey D just knocked me out of the running. You can't forfeit.
You can't forfeit.
No, of course not. But I'm saying,
I know what you're saying.
I just asked Jed if he could turn some lights on. It's dark as fuck in here. Bob,
If I win, it doesn't count. Mikey V will send. He won it with football. Yeah. Fuck.
Okay,
fuck.
So my list is I have one answer that's similar to Bob, one answer that's very similar to Joe, but not the same answers. Number five, my head was in the same exact place as Bob's.
Wait, Joe, Bear, I'm sorry. I got to put my light on now. It is dark as fuck in here. He's not lying.
No problem.
So I should have done that earlier. I didn't want to get up again in the middle of the pod. Bob, what do you think of my list, by the way? What do you think of the list?
I thought the list was very good. Okay. But the list was very good. Now Bob can't figure out the lights. There we go.
Can't find the light.
Yeah. Okay. Well, the good news is, Bob, you look like you're about ready.
You look fine. I mean, like you can see you fine. Anyway, all right. So number five, my head was in the same exact place Bob was, only not Apollo. Rocky. I think Rocky is the underdog story that is America. I think it embodies everything about America. Movies made in the 80s had a little more Americana to them. Whether you're talking Schwarzenegger movies, you're talking Stallone movies, action movies, Rambo, all that shit. Rocky, the character, Rocky Balboa, number five, the Italian Stallion underdog from Philadelphia, big American town, city. Number four, give me Old Glory. The flag of the United States of America, the red, white, and blue, the stars and stripes. I think the most handsome flag of them all, if I do say so myself. I think the flag is a big, big, there's nothing more. Number three, give me apple pie. I think apple pie is as American as it gets. I mean, America is apple pie, as American as apple pie. That's been a saying for a long, long time.
Okay, Mikey. I like it. But you know, when you say apple pie a la mode, you're actually using a French terminology.
I didn't say apple pie a la mode, though.
You always say a la mode when you talk about apple pie. That's how you eat it.
But I didn't
say French terminology.
I'm saying the apple pie is as American as it gets.
Okay.
I got the apple pie. Number two, give me Winning Wars. Winning Wars at number two. Undefeated in war game, Bob. That's as American as it gets. Give me Winning Wars at number two. Okay.
How is T-Bone going to put a graphic on that?
He's going to put American soldiers in the trenches, Joe, winning wars. Or perhaps the
flag
of Iwo Jima.
You were off saying guns.
The flag of Iwo Jima. No, I'm not getting into a gun debate.
Will the committee allow that through? We'll start with you, Joey D.
We're allowing everything here. It's
about America, so yeah, I'll allow it.
Winning Wars at number two.
I think it's preposterous.
I say yay as long as he apologizes to both T-Bone and Take It for the graphic that they're going to try and have to put up with that.
He's going to do the graphic of the American soldiers
Iwo Jima.
Holding up the flag.
Get a firm apology to both T-Bone and Take It, then I will allow it.
T-Bone, I'm sorry that you have to Google search one of the most iconic images in the history of the universe of the flag getting planted at Iwo Jima. So use that graphic. And then number one, very similar to Joe, but I went more specific. I think the Super Bowl is the most polarizing American thing there is, because everyone tunes in for it across world. All eyes on America on Super Bowl Sunday. The world revolves around America on Super Bowl Sunday. I don't think there's anything else you could compare that to. The halftime show. You got your fireworks. You got your halftime show. You got your national anthem.
Pop star.
Everything. The pop star, everything. Super Bowl at one. Honorable mentions could be very interesting here. I'll give mine very quickly. Non-metric measurements.
Oh, my God.
We are the only country that doesn't use the metric system.
With these graphics.
All he's going to do is put a picture of a fucking ruler up. How hard is it? Just put a ruler, a good old ruler up there, Joe. We're the only country that doesn't use the metric system.
I'm going to do...
Canada.
Okay, Canada, but North America.
I'm going to do...
I know, but that's not wrong. Okay. It's honorable mention. It doesn't matter.
Right.
I'm gonna do the Super Bowl. I think the Super Bowl is one up from the football because it's like an American holiday. It really, really is. So I'm Super Bowl honorable mention. Great list though, Joey D. Really is.
I'm gonna put for my honorable mention, I'm gonna put Mount Rushmore. Because I think that commemorates some of the greatest, you know, living Americans who revolutionized this country. Yeah.
Tell you what, Joey D, we can bust your balls all you want. I think that was a very well orchestrated.
Bob, by the way, Bob looks like he's starring in the next horror movie that's coming out this summer. Nice.
I mean, it looks like it's just a head.
That's what I'm saying. The headless horseman. Bobby Burger.
I think can't find the light. Can't find the light.
That's on you, Bob.
Cannot find the light.
Can you imagine this guy's gonna have to call room service to find the light in the house? Oh. Or is this even
like
Airbnb?
We're staying in like a cottage that is on like the second hole of a golf course.
Oh, okay.
Perez somehow pulled this off. I don't know how he did it. I feel like I'm at Augusta.
I'll tell you what, for a guy who's got such a shitty chest, he really books a good trip.
That's not right. Oh, we love
him. We love him. And folks, we love you. The boys are on their quest to the top 100 in the charts. I think this episode's going
to
do
this
it.
This has to be in the fucking
I think this
100.
Might be our best episode to date. I really do. I think this might be our best episode to date. We told you it'd be worth the wait. That's another edition. I love you, boys. I appreciate you, boys. The Brilliant Dumb Show. We'll see you next time.